it's about that time, baby.
My name is Victor, and I'm a winner, and I know what I'm talking about. And just because I come
here, we go. Welcome back to it. My next guest has been, you know, a conservative hero for years to generations of students. Professor Alan Sachs from the University of Texas Arlington joining me with some wisdom and insight, as he always does on Mondays. Professor, how are you?
I'm calling from ground zero.
Did you lose power, sir?
No, but I was lucky. It was just strange. A couple of miles away from me, maybe less than that, people lost power, had to check into motels and hotels, and it was bad. We were very, very lucky. Had to boil water for a while, but other than that, things were not bad. And the weather is warming up now, so I enjoy that. But I always keep looking at the weather. Oh, my gosh, it's going to get cold again. I don't want any more cold weather.
Man, you wouldn't do very well up here now, would you?
I wouldn't. But you prepare for it. My wife is from northern Iowa.
And ooh, that's cold.
And she's been in whiteouts and everything else. But she didn't like it, and that's why she has learned not to like that kind of weather. And she was prepared for this, but went up in the attic. We have an attic. Went up in the attic to look to make sure everything was right. And she did some things up there, and I don't know what they were, but she did some things up there. She's an all-purpose woman. I call her Wonder Woman. And she did everything right. Our car started. Everything worked out. But
it's good to have a worker bee around. That's for sure. Always good to have a worker bee. Now, I want to play you something here. I want to play you something from President Joe Biden. I want you to listen to this, if you could.
Oh, Dr. Jill?
No, from Joe Biden,
oh,
the president. Joe Biden. He needs a doctor.
Okay.
But I want you to listen to this about the pandemic. This is from about a week ago, and somehow it was kind of like brushed away, and I found this. I'm like, how did nobody play this? It's bite number 12 for the professor, please. Go.
We expect these additional 200 million doses to be delivered this summer, and some of it will come as early, begin to come in early summer, but by the midsummer that this vaccine will be there. And the order, and that increases the total vaccine order in the United States by 50%, from 400 million order to 600 million. This is enough vaccine to fully vaccinate 300 Americans by end of the summer, the beginning of the fall. But we want to make, look, that's, I want to repeat, it'll be enough to fully vaccinate 300 Americans to beat this pandemic.
I'm sorry. Does he have a clue as to where he is?
I don't know what he's talking about. All I want to know is, why haven't I gotten my vaccination?
You still haven't?
No.
Still waiting in line?
Yeah, well, it's bizarre. I'm in the registry, and why we have to register for that, I don't know. Why do people have to register for it? Just line up and get it, and then they take your name, and that's it. But I registered, I'm in the system, but that's it. By the way, it's really not a good system, what we're doing now with this registration stuff. And a lot of elderly people, they can't drive, they can't get there. It's really a mess. But no, I did not understand what President Joe was saying.
Well, but he's confused. He can't follow the prompter, and to summer, and then by summer, you know, it's enough to vaccinate 300 Americans. 300. And I want to repeat myself. That's enough to vaccinate 300 Americans. I mean, listen, I make mistakes. I told you this earlier. I make mistakes when you talk like I do here, and you talk and you make mistakes. But you catch it. You go, I meant 300 million. I mean, he says it. He doesn't even catch the fact that he's wrong by 299 million. He doesn't register with him. He's so out of it.
What I want to know is, I've been wanting to know this ever since he was elected, who is it that's manipulating Joe Biden? You know, who is it? Is it President Obama, most likely? People around him? I mean, who is it that's... He's always has those note cards, and he has these huge, huge teleprompters, and once in a while, if a camera can get in there, you see these huge teleprompters in his office. I mean, who is doing this? And in fact, it's rather scary what's going on.
Rather scary. It's incredibly scary because that guy does not exude strength or wisdom or the ability to carry on a coherent conversation.
They just give him a note card and say, "Joe, read this," and that's it. And he reads it, and that's about it.
Sometimes he can, and sometimes he cannot. It's just damn frightening.
It really is frightening. I'm going to raise an issue which could be terrifying, but I hesitate to even raise it, but I will. I've been watching, and a lot of people have done this, the rise of Nazism in Germany in the 1930s. And the similarities are sometimes very eerie. The Reichstag fire in the 1930s, our attack or somebody's attack on the Capitol on January the 6th, very eerie similarities. What has been happening? God forbid we go down that path, but there are similarities, and the newspapers that supported Hitler and all of his magazines that tried to portray him with his connivance of as this nice country gentleman, it's really bad stuff.
Yeah, it is bad stuff, and you wonder who the puppeteers are. That's for sure,
Professor.
That's right. That's what I want to know. We'll leave it there for today. Professor Alan Sachs.
So you have the same questions as I do.
Of course. Of course I do. Of course I do. And I hope it gets warmer there for you because I'm a little worried, you know.
You know, it's not bad here now.
Okay. I'm worried, you know. I don't want you out, you know, snowmobiling with your wheelchair, you know.
That is... There he goes down the hill.
Yeah. Your wife's pulling you behind the car. You're know, doing power slides around the corner in the wheelchair.
There he goes down the hill.
Professor, all right. Professor, thank you as always.
Thank you very much.
Professor Alan Sachs, he's been coming for, I think, the whole run, almost 10 years now. Great guy. We'll be right back.